host as always. Have a lovely weekend. Free Palestine.
Three. All right. Can you hear me? This is the Analog Archives, only on CJSF 90.1 FM. This is your host for the hour, Danny Nesvedarani. No DJ name at the moment, but that's all right, because I think hosting Analog Archives only at 6 p.m., only on CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby, is good enough for me. And we got a bit of a weird one today. So, you know, I was digging through the library here at CJSF, as I often am doing in preparation for this show, and just because it's fun, because I could spend hours doing it and still not discover everything. And I got a little ahead of myself, I'm not going to lie, and I decided to look in a bin that had not been sorted yet, which we don't have a lot of music that hasn't been sorted, mind you. For those who aren't aware, the way that the organizing system works here at CJSF, specifically for records and tapes, tapes at the moment are kind of all in separate bins that are separated by letter. So it's alphabetized. And then it's the same thing for our record collection. We just have shelves upon shelves of vinyl records that are all sort of organized by letter and number. And if there's something that has various artists, that's under V. I looked in a box that had not been organized yet, and I found this record that is called Stereo Spectacular Demonstration and Sound Effects. Now, I had never heard of this record, but apparently there are quite a few like it, and I'm sure that's something that's common knowledge for some, but it wasn't for me. So listening to this was quite a trip, because most of this is not music. There is some actual music in here, but it is just a lot of different sound effects, like going through a bowling alley, or the whistler and his dog, or the big band, or a jet taking off. And if it were just that, I guess it would be pretty cool. But I just think the way that it's sort of formatted, with the narrator, Peter Allen, kind of being there throughout, I don't think I'd heard of Peter Allen, but I am sure I've heard his voice somewhere, because, I don't know, it just has that sort of iconic quality to it, where it's just like, oh, of course he sounds like that, and of course he's narrating this demonstration and sound effects record from 1963, by the way. So I just think it is so, so fascinating, and I thought I would play it for all of you tonight. And the back of the record cover has a little description, so I'm going to read that for all of you. It says, Audio Fidelity, originators of the world's first stereophonic phonograph records, November 1957, presents a new stereophonic sound spectacular. The sections offered in this unique demonstration album represent ultimate attainments in the creation of spine-tingling, startlingly realistic stereo effects with widest total frequency range, unsurpassed dynamic range, maximum definition and clarity, and with absolute freedom from distortion. This recording is a tour de force in precision audio engineering, but it is also a panoramic presentation of great entertainment, the bravura and majesty of the symphony, and the effervescent spirit of jazz. Astounding situational stereo effects have been ingeniously conceived, meticulously recorded and reproduced to provide stunning comic and dramatic changes of pace. Yeah. Quite intense. So without further ado, let's play some of this. There are two sides, and another thing that was interesting is, because a lot of these tracks are really, really short, I have never seen so many grooves in a record before. Usually, you know, the grooves that sort of separate each track from the next, there are a lot of them, and I was a little surprised at first, but when you look at the back and you see that, oh, the first side is 27 separate tracks, it makes sense. Anyways, let's start off with the introduction off of side one, there's a little description for this too. It says, stirring drum beats, the crash and sizzling overtones of cymbals introduce the voice of Audio Fidelity's famous narrator, Peter Allen. Notice the clean definition of the bass drum sound and the shimmering, undistorted elegance of the cymbals.
Audio Fidelity Records presents a new stereophonic sound spectacular. The world of stereo is filled with spectacular sound surprises.
Spectacular sound surprises indeed, Mr. Peter Allen, and for that reason, I do not think I should be playing this live on air, at least this next track, I mean, because there are explosions in it, and I do not want to play that on live radio for the moment. But after this one, we have the concert hall. The description for this one says, the performance of a portion of Meyerbeer's Le Prophète by the Virtuoso Symphony of London is reproduced with such faithful realism that the listener seems to be physically present in the concert hall.
As I was saying, stereo is full of surprises. In an instant, stereo can magically transport you to the concert hall. To a bowling alley. Or to a jazz band ball. Here's a vocalist we all know.
I went down to St. James Infirmary. Saw my baby there. She was stretched out on a long white table, so cold, so sweet, so vast.
All right, I hope you're having fun with these so far. So I actually let a few of them play in succession there, because that's just how short a lot of these tracks are. So you heard the concert hall, as well as the bowling alley, and then the vocalist. The bowling alley says, a quick whisper of footsteps, a thud as the ball hits the alley, then the unmistakable sound of the bowling ball rolling from right to left for a crashing strike. That's real stereo action. Oh man, these are good descriptions. And then it goes in to the vocalist, which says, no one else has the gravel-voiced purr, that earthly humor, that vibrant swing in his voice. Anyways, I am going to continue playing this record of spectacular demonstration and sound effects. Next up, we got the Whistler and his dog, which is then going to go into the big band and then the mandolin orchestra. A master's whistle for his pet offers fine opportunity for a demonstration of extreme left and right stereo directionality. So, you know, if you're listening on headphones, that might be something you can hear.
All of us are born with the miraculous ability to determine the direction from which sounds approach us. We're able to tell in an instant where a particular sound comes from. In fact, we have an instinctive emotional need to be able to orient ourselves in terms of sound sources. Therefore, stereophonic reproduction offers us the most natural and satisfying way of listening to recorded sound. We'll be right back. Yes, through the miracle of stereo, all of the brilliant sound, the dynamic presence, the complete situational aspect of a great orchestra or a great event can be reproduced in what is virtually a live performance in your very own living room.
Or, you know, very own car or bedroom or outside in the park, wherever you listen to music. You know, this isn't 1963. Not everyone's listening to music in their living room, apparently. So with that being said, this next one is the Mandolin Orchestra, a prime example of the remarkable clarity and tri-dimensional quality of the Frey stereophonic curtain of sound as magnificent mandolins travel south of the border. Okay, so this next one is titled Clean Sweeps, and I have made the executive decision as the host of Analog Archives to not play this one, because let me read you this description. The unsurpassed frequency range of this recording is demonstrated by a sweep of audio frequencies from 50 cycles to past the limit of audibility. Here's a rare chance to test your hearing capacity as well as the frequency handling capability of your stereo playback equipment. I don't know what you're listening to the show off of, and I don't know what your sensitivities or just general want to listen to a bunch of progressively higher frequencies. That doesn't sound fun to me. I'm sure it doesn't sound fun to you. So I am not going to air that, but I am going to air the very next one, which is a jet taking off, the high-pitched whine, the whistling blast of air, the shrieking roar of a commercial jetliner streaking down the runway and into the air.
By sampling the wealth of music and sound effects available on Audio Fidelity Stereo Discs, you can take a trip around the world without leaving your easy chair. Join me at the airport for a jet flight.
This next one is titled Russian Roulette, and I took a listen to it, and again, not something that should be played on live radio, so I'm just going to let Peter Allen take it.
Let's move on to Vienna before we all get shot.
So that last one was called Vienna, and it is described by saying, "Notice the dulcet quality, the tonal translucency of the majestic Strauss waltz, Tales of the Vienna Woods." This next one is kind of funny to me because it says, "The Model T Ford, guaranteed to bring on a spell of nostalgia, the spluttering rattle of a Model T flivver. So real that it seems to be arrogantly moving right across the living room rug." Again, what is with... the living room is not an uncommon place to be listening to music. I just think it is interesting that it keeps being referenced as the place to be listening to music. If you think that that's not that weird, you're probably right. I just think it's interesting. You know, maybe back in the 60s, that was the place to be listening to the music, and it probably still is now. I guess it wasn't necessarily that way in my household, unless we were having like a party or something. But I digress. Anyway, the Model T Ford. I don't have a nostalgia for this, but maybe you would do. Maybe you were around back when the Model T Ford was brand new, and now you're nostalgic for it. And if that's the case, thank you so much for listening to Analog Archives.
Getting over the Alps from Austria to sunny Italy might be somewhat of a problem in a Model T Ford.
That last little musical number was just titled Italy, and it is described as the robust rhythm of the tarantella dynamically drones from the harmonicas of Johnny Puleo and his harmonica gang. Listen to how the challenge of recording the difficult, densely packed overtones of the harmonica has been met by Audio Fidelity's advanced engineering techniques. So this is a bit of an advertisement. If you are listening to headphones, you might have noticed the little back and forth between the left and right channels that was happening there. I certainly did, because I'm wearing headphones, and I thought that was quite cool. Another interesting thing about this record is that there's a separate description area, not just for the general description of what this record is, but also the technical data. That is right, technical data. So the first sentence here says, program elements of this recording were made on a three-channel stereophonic Ampex tape recorder, model 303 with modified Ampex model 351 electronics, Telefunken, RCA, and Electro Voice microphones were used to achieve maximum presence and clarity. Wow. And then at the bottom it says, signal to noise ratio 65 plus dB, channel separation 30 plus dB, low frequency limit 16 CPS, high frequency limit 25,000 CPS, crossover 500 CPS, roll off 13.75 dB at 10 KC. Wow, that sure was a lot of letters and numbers. And I'm sure you're so glad that I read that all out for you. But if you are someone who actually, you know, understands what that means, because I don't particularly know all of it, I do edit audio every day, but I guess I don't know the nitty-gritty technical aspects of all of it, and maybe that's something that I should learn more about. But until then, let's play some more of this record. This next one is titled Sports Cars. By stationing specially designed microphones at the first bend following a 3,100 feet straightaway, the hairy roar of DJs, Ferraris, and Maseratis as they drift the turn and accelerate has been recorded with breathtaking naturalness. That would be a fun job to have, to just record things like cars. I mean, I know that's a job, you know, and that people record all sorts of things for movies and podcasts and all sorts of audio projects. I do it for work, you know. I am also a journalist, and last Christmas I actually was at the North Vancouver Christmas Market, and when I covered that event, I asked the people cooking bratwurst if I could put my microphone up to their grill, and they said yes, so I got audio of bratwurst cooking on the grill, and it was so clear, there was a lot of clarity and naturalness to that audio. You should listen to that piece, it's on Frequency News. Anyway, Sports Cars, let's take a listen.
Now, here is speedier transportation to Paris.
Watch out.
Thank you.
So you might have been able to hear a sliver of what the next one is, and it is called Patachou de Paris. Excuse my French. This one says, close your eyes and you are in a left bank bistro in Paris. Patachou is singing in her inimitable style, and you are just turning to smile at someone you like very much. So yeah, if you'd like, close your eyes. Maybe you will be transported to Paris, or your vision will be blank and you will hear a bunch of people speaking French. Let's see.
Et le bec,
et les pattes,
et le dos, et
la queue,
alouette,
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 gentille alouette, alouette, je ne plumerai, alouette, gentille alouette, alouette, je te plumerai.
Okay, so this next one is interesting. It is called The Submarine, and it is just described as some very wet stereo fun with a nautical but natural twist. You know, one thing I'm noticing here is they're really trying to sell the whole natural, clear, high fidelity sort of aspect of this. And it makes sense. You know, this is a record that is sort of just flexing the audio capabilities of the technology that they are talking about. But it is fun to see it just repeated over and over again as well. I feel like this episode has been a bit of a journey. And, you know, we're only about 22 minutes into it, but I hope you've been enjoying yourself. I know I have. I know it hasn't entirely been a music-focused episode, and we haven't really been uncovering certain artists and things like that that are within the CJSF vaults. But, you know, this show is not going anywhere, and there are going to be many more weeks for myself to do that. And I hope you all listen. I'm actually hinting at something here that hopefully at the end of August there will be a very, very special episode of Analog Archives. I don't want to say anything about it other than it is something that I've been thinking about for a while. And if it does happen, I will talk about it on my Instagram, analogarchives__. Make sure to follow me if you haven't. That's right, social media plug. And yeah, stay tuned for that. It's going to be a really, really awesome and unique episode of Analog Archives coming within the next month or so. And I'll talk more about it when I have more information about it, but that is all I'm going to say. Once again, we're back with Stereo Spectacular Demonstration and Sound Effects. This next track is called The Submarine.
A submarine offers a unique mode of travel to Port Said. That's if we make it.
Stand by to dive. Take her down.
Executive officer reporting, sir.
Engine room secure?
Aye, sir.
Torpedoes ready?
Aye, sir.
Rear hatch closed?
Aye, sir.
Forward hatch closed?
Forward hatch, sir?
Yes, forward hatch. F-O-R-W-A-R.
All right, and this next one after the submarine is what was referenced before, Port Said. This one says it is going to be playing a song by the name of Han Mili, which commands the intense, exciting voice of the immortal Mohammed El-Bakkar. And this is someone I had never heard of, but when looking him up, Mohammed El-Bakkar was a Lebanese tenor, oud player, and conductor. He was a noted tenor and appeared in several Arabic language films, mostly in Egyptian cinema. So, quite a notable figure. He had passed away in 1959, born in 1913 in Lebanon. So let's hear this track.
They're playing our song.
Yeah.
We are back once again with the Analog Archives, only on CJSF 90.1 FM. This is your host, Danny Nesvedarani. If you are tuning in just now, we are listening to Stereo Spectacular Demonstration and Sound Effects. So this episode so far has been a mixed bag of sound effects, songs, narration. There's a lot going on here, and these next few tracks kind of play in succession within one another. I mean, all of them do, but these ones I really don't think I should pause. So this is The Helicopter, which then goes into Bullfight Crowd and then ends off with the Banda Taurina. The description for Helicopter is interesting to me. It says, from Helikos, which means spiral, and Pteron, wing, comes the formal name of the Whirlybird. There is no other aircraft with a sound like that of the whirling copter as it chops, sputters, and throbs through the air. That is right. As the copter chops, sputters, and throbs through the air. That is quite a way to describe a helicopter. And then that goes into Bullfight Crowd and the Banda Taurina. So stay tuned for that as well. Let's see where this goes.
Hey, I'm up here in a Whirlybird hovering over the Plaza de Toros.
Alright, so we are back with Analog Archives and this deep dive analysis of Stereo Spectacular Demonstration and Sound Effects. We're off to a new location. So far we've been to Italy, we've been to Russia, Vienna, we've been to Lebanon, Mexico, and now we are headed to New York. That is right. And this first track is Sidewalks of New York. The dulcimer is combined with the honky-tonk piano to sound like an old street piano, plus a zany collection of instruments to make various street sounds, a chance to test the mid-range and high-frequency response to your rig on this joyful old chestnut. That's lovely. I honestly just think that this soundscape is really cool. I mean, if you want to use it to test the mid-range and high-frequency response to your rig, go for it. But that's not the purpose of me playing this. I just think it sounds nice. And that actually transitions into another one titled The Subway. And, I mean, you can't have a New York soundscape without a subway. That's for sure. I've never been to New York. Do they have subways? I'm quite sure they do. I don't think that's been a lie that